This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Oil marketing companies, OMCs, have reduced the petrol and diesel prices by 2 rupees per litre across the country. New prices came into effect from 6 a.m. today. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, in a social media post, said that reduction in petrol and diesel prices will boost consumer spending and reduce operating costs for over 58 lakh heavy goods vehicles running on diesel, 6 crore cars and 27 crore two-wheelers. With this, the petrol in Delhi costs 94 rupees and 72 paisa per litre, in Mumbai 104 rupees 21 paisa, in Kolkata 103 rupees and 94 paisa, while 100 rupees and 75 paisa in Chennai. The revised rate of diesel in Delhi is 87 rupees and 62 paisa per litre, 92 rupees and 15 paisa in Mumbai, 90 rupees and 76 paisa in Kolkata, and 92 rupees 34 paisa in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that PM Swanidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors. Addressing PM Swanidhi beneficiaries in Delhi yesterday while distributing loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, Mr. Modi said people saw the power of street vendors during COVID. He said that Swanidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives. He congratulated the street vendors and roadside shopkeepers for their contributions to society. Mr. Modi said that even though the vending carts and shops of street vendors might be small, their dreams are huge. He pointed out that the governments of the past did not take any interest in the welfare of street vendors, which made them face disrespect and hardships. He observed that their need for funds was fulfilled by high interest loans. He also noted that they had no access to banks as they did not hold any loan guarantees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pathanamthitta district in Kerala today to participate in the Lok Sabha election campaign of NDA candidate Anil Anthony. The Prime Minister will also attend the public meeting at the district stadium in Pathanamthitta. Tight security arrangements have been made in the district in view of the Prime Minister's visit. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who suffered a serious injury on her forehead, was discharged from the SSKM hospital in Kolkata after necessary tests and treatment last night. The Chief Minister got injured after she fell on the ground at her residence. Dr. Monimoy Bondopadhyay, head of SSKM hospital, said that the condition of Ms. Mamata Banerjee is stable. He said that the Chief Minister was advised admission to the hospital, but she preferred to go home. She continues to remain under medical supervision and doctors will again check her health condition today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee best health and a quick recovery from the injury. India has registered a significant jump of 14 ranks in Gender Inequality Index 2022. According to the Human Development Report 2023-24 released by UNDP, the country ranked 108 out of 193 countries with a score of 0.437 in GII 2022. The government of Nepal has confirmed that 7 more Nepalis serving in the Russian army have lost their lives. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal reiterated its policy not to allow the recruitment of Nepali citizens in foreign armies except for some friendly countries under the traditionally existing agreement. The ministry has also reminded Nepalis to take a no-objection certificate to travel to Russia except for government officials, Russian scholarship holders and those involved in professions and businesses. Russia is all set to vote for their next president today. The polls will be open for 3 days starting today to the 17th of March, though early and postal voting has already begun. In All England Open Badminton Championships, India's Lakshya Sen progressed to the quarterfinals after recording a stunning 3-game win over world number 3 Anders Antonsen in men's singles. The world number 18 Sen defeated Antonsen 24-24, 11-21, 21-14, and that is the end of this news bulletin.